Our fifth and final story. The political crisis is deepening in Pakistan. Mainstream opposition party Tehreek-e-Insaf has decided to resign all seats in the National Assembly amid ongoing popular protests led by the party's chief, Imran Khan. Imran Khan's Tehreek-e-Insaf party is the third largest in Pakistan's National Assembly. Imran Khan, along with cleric Tahir al-Ghadri, have been leading protests in the capital, Islamabad, over the past several days. They want Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to resign and new elections to be held. They're accusing Sharif of corruption and rigging last year's elections. Imran Khan and Ghadri have promised to keep up demonstrations until the demands are met. Ghadri wants the government to meet the protesters' demands before a deadline which expires tonight. The government has called for talks, however, the offer was ignored by Imran Khan and rejected by Ghadri. Javed Rana, our correspondent, joins us from Islamabad to tell us more about this demonstration. Javed, what's going on? We're looking at an expiration of this at midnight, and of course both parties, from what we understand, don't want to talk to the government, one rejecting it outright, Qadri's party, and of course Imran Khan not interested. Where do things stand now?
I think the opposition parties are not willing to negotiate with the government. That's the vibes coming from the opposition side of the divide. And just a few minutes back, the head of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, Imran Khan, made it clear that tomorrow at every cost they are going to get into the red zone where parliament is located, where prime minister residence is located, and where, most importantly, all the Western embassies are located. Now the crowd is running into thousands of people, probably in tens of thousands. Government estimates are maybe 20,000, 30,000. This is a huge crowd by any standard. The government has deployed over 40,000 security men to guard all these protesters. It is a very important day tomorrow, in a critical, I would say, because if they would try to remove all these barriers, certainly there is going to be a response from the government side. Yesterday, we heard Pakistan's interior minister, and he said we are going to not tolerate any penetration of protesters inside the red zone. And let me tell you, most of these protesters who have been drawn from all over Pakistan, particularly from the biggest province of Punjab and northwestern region, they might not have seen what is inside the red zone. They would not be knowing where to head towards embassies or towards the parliament. It may be a sort of chaotic situation. Other option, according to some of the analysts, is that the government might allow them, and government understand that in case there is a bloodbath, military could intervene. So it's a catch-22 situation for the government now.
Well, when some people look at this, they're wondering why it took so long, first of all, for these two parties to come out and accuse the government of vote rigging. But obviously, there's got to be also some other reasons behind wanting Nawaz Sharif to resign. Overall, who's got the majority? Are Pakistanis behind these two groups, or does Nawaz Sharif have more influence with the rest of Pakistan?
Well, there is no doubt about one thing, and that is there was a massive rigging in last year's general elections. And but that rigging was not confined to the biggest province of Punjab from where Prime Minister was elected. Similarly, there was rigging in northwestern region where the provincial government of Imran Khan's party, they are governing. So rigging was everywhere. Now, the trouble is that Imran Khan is not targeting the Prime Minister in Punjab province. He's not saying what happened inside a northwestern region. And bigger question is, who was the mastermind behind this rigging? The answer is quite simple. Traditionally, it has been the military and intelligence establishment. And similarly, in last year's general elections, it was the military and intelligence establishment. Nobody is talking about it because they know if they talk against them, they would turn against them. Imran Khan is not talking against the military. Now, there is also suspicion that it is a military and intelligence establishment which in fact engineered this entire political crisis to settle its score with the Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif because of his pro-India policy, because of the fact that for the first time in the history of Pakistan, he put former military dictator General Pervez Musharraf on trial on high treason charges for abrogating the constitution and imposing martial law back in 2007. I think it is a more of military and intelligence establishment settling its score with the Prime Minister and his government than these opposition parties. We knew it right from in last year that this kind of long march was on its way, not because there was rigging in the election, but because of the concerns of the military establishment against the present government. What you see on the ground, that is a symbolic. And the real reasons are geostrategic in nature.
Thank you very much for that, Javed Rana. We appreciate that. That's Javed Rana, correspondent there, talking to us from Islamabad.